You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Go ahead with the intro.
Just bear with me.
You're moving everybody.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't have to. You could let them come on their own steam, but that's fine.
No, well, I just try, right. You know.
Let's
track it in there.
Monday, May 17th, 2021. If you're listening to this, then you'll hear that I'm not doing a regular show tonight at 8:30. I'm running behind. So it'll be tomorrow that you'll hear from me, Fakeologist. So don't go to the live stream, Channel 1, Stream 1, Radio 1 tonight. I won't be there. So I'm just talking a bit on my afternoon commute with Richard and Pack, and everyone else is muted.
Dr. Fuss O'Clock, DD, delete the elite. So, How's your day been, Ab?
All right, not bad, tiring. How's yours?
Yeah, it's been okay. Yesterday I saw my parents, there was three or four generations in one tiny room. We were breaking the rule of six in the UK. So we had my mum and dad, and then myself, my sister,
How are your mum and dad?
My mum she's doing better. She can, is a little bit more mobile. My dad is tired, but he's okay. And also,
how old is he?
90.
Oh, that's up there.
Walking up and down those steps every day. Yeah, I think
he's
doing
about... What did they got COVID? Is he a fakeologist at all?
He doesn't believe a word of it. I love the fact
honestly,
four or five years ago, he asked me, he said to me on Christmas Day, I was around at my ex's place, the Outlaws, you know.
Yeah, lean into the mic a bit, Rich.
Sorry, mate. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Well, I can always hear you, but when you back away, you start to echo. Go ahead.
Okay. I am going to get invested in a headset soon. But he gave me the best Christmas present ever. He said to me, I've been looking into this 9/11, and where are the plane parts when it goes into the building? I was just like, oh. And he said to me, you know, you've looked into 9/11, haven't you? And I was like, oh God, this is such a beautiful present, you know. that was the best Christmas Day present I think I ever had.
So how more deep did you get into it with him?
Well, I've got deep into it, but because he accepts that there are no planes on 9/11. But he can't quite get his head around the wider implications of it. Let's say that, you know. But he hates all this COVID stuff. He thinks it's bullshit because, you know, he does his own research on his iPad and, you know, who's the old guy who used to post, you used to post him, he kind of stopped. No, was it Coleman or something? The guy
Coleman.
Who,
yeah, you know what? I forgot about him, actually.
Yeah, so he was following Coleman for quite a while. I was like, wow, okay. And, you know, he's not convinced at all. And I think for 90, that's pretty damn good, you know.
That's very good.
At 90. What did he do for work, Richard?
He actually worked, can you believe this, right, as a black and white minstrel.
What does that mean?
What is it? Yeah.
You don't know what I mean? Right, so if you... He works in a black and white minstrel show. That is a show where they used to black up, which has now been memory-holed because the BBC doesn't like it and because present cultures doesn't like it. But he's the least racist person I know. And everyone we work with...
Entertainment.
A singer, a performer... And then when he finished that, he became a gardener, and he was a landscape gardener for maybe 20, 30 years, you know. But he's performed with the role variety performance. I don't know if you know English comedians. He's performed with Tommy Cooper, who was like really big in the UK in the 70s. And he's also performed with Bruce Forsyth. So, you know, he's had an interesting life, you know.
And he had you a bit older. I mean, wasn't he in his 40s when he had you? Because you're in your 50s, right?
He's my stepdad.
Oh, your stepdad.
He's been alive for two world wars.
He's been alive since, where are we?
Or one world war.
He was a kid and he had to bring up his dad died as a minor when he was his dad died when he was about 14 and he had to bring up the rest of the kids with his mum. His dad died of the mining disease and the mining company they wouldn't pay out, you know.
Underground?
I don't know the full details, but he got the mining disease, which is it's a dust.
Black lung.
You know, I think so, yeah. Yeah. It's something like asbestos, but worse, you know. And the mining company didn't want to pay, and it was pretty brutal. That was in a place in the UK called Cornwall, which is a beautiful place. I don't know if anyone on the call's been there, but wow, it's magical. It's just incredible place. But there were a lot of mines there, and a lot of people died.
Were they all coal mines?
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of it's tin mining in Cornwall.
Sorry. I beg your pardon. My stepfather. So anyway, that's a bit of background from me. So.
Okay. Good story.
Mm. Well, true.
Yeah. Well. First person story. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It's you know. So anyway, so you're on your. Where are you at? Are you on your way back home? What time is it with you?
Afternoon commute. It's 7. It's 7:55 in the evening.
Wow. Okay. That's not afternoon.
Yeah, you're right. It's a long day for me.
It is the last tax day for America. What about in Canada? You guys still...
Can you lean into your mic a bit, Dee Dee? Because you're hard to hear.
Can you hear me now?
No.
I don't know what's...
Every now and then you get louder.
I could try and boost it. You're 100%.
No,
I can hear it better, but...
You can't boost it for me.
I can hear you okay, Dee Dee.
Today's tax... Today's the last day for all your tax return, so... I don't know
Sorry,
how
the last day for what?
Tax return? Taxes? Your
ours
tax return.
Ours is April 30th.
Okay.
I thought you were an American citizen app, so don't you have to file twice or something?
Yeah, I think I got till the end of June. I usually do, so I don't owe any money, so...
I owe money. This is the first time I've owed money after 15 years of living in America. I owe them like $1,500. I'm like, I just don't know how. Because I got 3 months unemployment because of when the lockdown happened in March.
Yeah.
Where I went off of work. So they gave me unemployment. But I made more the year before, so I wasn't eligible for the stimulus check that everybody else got. I didn't get any stimulus check. But now, like, I owe money. I'm like, that's just messed up. Like, why do I owe them money? You know, it's like, when I pay for the tax, I know. They'll come after me if I don't. I do know that.
I'll come and get you.
$1,500 US. How are you expected to pay that? I mean, what, per month, or
no,
how?
Just that one sum, $1,500.
Come on, she makes good money. She's not a pauper.
I mean, for now, but I'm
well,
not, I don't know how, where,
no.
Because, how do you know I make good like that? You don't even know me.
I'm taking it, he's silly.
I listened to you. You said you were making good money. I listened to you every time you called.
I made good enough. I know, you told us.
I've made a good report on you.
Was it you who sent the reports of the tax authorities? The IRS or whatever it was. But $1,500 US, that's a lot of money to pay.
That's a lot. That's a mortgage payment, okay? Like rent, mortgage payment.
Well, we got to pay for those bombs in whatever country they're bombing, Petey. You think they grow on trees?
Exactly. I've put a lot of support there with my money. I guess the world is a better place.
It gets better each day. Every day gets better.
Hard work, my friendship, the things that I deal with the public, they've become the worst people ever. Like, I do not like people.
Yeah.
I like only you guys, but I don't know you in real life, so. But I have very low tolerance of people. I do not like people, to be honest with you.
I think I had a discussion with Pax about that. She might have something to say about that.
Yes. It's definitely, I think the majority of people, an awful lot of people, don't like people in general. But very few people admit it.
I like people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't. They're annoying.
No,
I do. I like people.
Yeah, they are annoying.
In the wrong. But,
no. Yeah. I mean, there are times when I actually think that, you know, the powers that be are actually... Yeah, if I was in charge of the world, I think I'd get rid of a lot of people.
Me too. They're rude. They're sick. They're annoying. They're, like, talking a lot.
They think they're the shit when they're not,
and they like to like talk about other people. They like to gossip, talk shit, and just live their fake.
I'd let them get rid of themselves by giving them harmful chemicals. What would you do?
I would punish them. I would just whip them. I would whip them, and they cry like babies.
I would shoot them.
I love you, Pat. I'm joining you with that.
I think there's two sorts of people. There's three sorts of people. There's a small group of people who I think are fine.
Very small. 0.05%.
Yeah,
of the population
small,
is nice. Yeah.
Who are actually caring.
They have a soul, you know.
I like them. And there is a group of people who actively irritate me because they actually do something to piss me off and make me cross. And then there's a quite large group of people. Like, you know, the non-player characters, the people who just, they just annoy me by their very existence.
Me too, just their body language, how aggressive they are and forward. I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are that you come after me like this and feel so entitled and, you know.
But some people, I think the world can
You're
boundaries.
Listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
But yeah, it's just like the people who just like they walk around in a shopping centre or in or in the supermarket, and they are like virtually they're almost like propping themselves up on their trolley.
Yeah, they're all in their world. Like for me, it's somebody walking behind me, or if I feel like somebody's like if I'm like checking out and I feel like somebody's like I try to hurry up. I don't take my own sweet time. But some people just like on purpose, they're just like in their own world. And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Anybody else exists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, they stand with their shopping trolley smack bang in the middle of the aisle, mm-hmm. blocking it, or they walk really slowly, or they mm-hmm. look like they can't walk because they weren't prepping themselves up in their shopping trolley, and they're just like,
mm-hmm.
oh, they just made me so angry.
Yeah, me too. So fucking rude, inconsiderate.
I wish I could mount like...
Just like, to me, that's not a human quality, you know, when you're behaving like that.
Fire people down in the supermarket. Or if I could have, you know, guns on my car and just, like, fire missiles at people.
I would. If there was
fucking hell. Right. This is getting a bit heavy.
I would eliminate people. I would literally, I would whip their fucking asses and, like, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stevie, this is racy talk.
Oh, yeah, this
fine.
Is like...
They deserve it. I'm fucking done. I'm done with people. I'm just like... Yeah, it's like... I've just gone...
Well, I think there's a job opening up for you in Geneva. I think they need planners.
Working directly for Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, he's got a job for you.
You have to stroke his feet.
If it pays me, but I also have to put justice. I'm tired of this shit.
Sorry.
UHO, and we're gonna be Klaus Schwab's bosses.
I tell you what, Ab, I think these two could be super moderators. Never mind me being a moderator. These two, really,
Yeah,
what do you think?
I'm like,
they're pretty tough. They're pretty tough. I don't think they let anyone in.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's called is it called misanthropic where you develop this?
Yeah.
I mean, part of me understands. Yeah, a small percentage of me understands why. The parasites running the show don't like us because there's a lot of stupid ones. But Ab, you feel different. You think what people are worth saving? Some of them.
We'll let them weed themselves out, kind of like now.
Oh, you mean with the who's taking the vaccine, who's not?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah. I'd like to just speed up a bit.
Oh, God almighty. Right, okay.
Moving quite quickly for most people. Now we get the true feelings of two female psychologists.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't blame you. I understand you because, you know.
Why don't we just go through the room now? Is there anyone you want to just get rid of in this room now? Why don't we start here?
Let's start with delete the elite. He said nothing, and he's a man, and he's actually a lovely man. But let's, you know, no. I'm not.
He might have to go.
Yeah. I wouldn't get rid of anybody.
Don't get rid of Dr. Fuster Club. Dr. Fuster Club.
Don't do that.
That I know my personal life. So.
I'm just a good listener, is all.
Yeah.
Dr. Fuster Cluck is like lovely, not that lovely, that sounds patronizing. I mean, a decent person, you know, a nice person.
Thank you.
He's all right.
You're all lovely.
I mean,
indeed.
We're not going to eliminate anyone here.
No, I mean,
we have a lifetime pass.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No,
you might change your mind.
Stranger things have happened.
you might get a liking for it, you know, the elimination, the eugenics.
I'll give you a lesson. I'll give you class sessions of how you need to behave.
I might actually quite like that, Didi. Is that a promise? Sorry, Didi. Sorry.
Fuster Cluck, you got a mask report from wherever you are?
Yes, the mask report. I think the people are angry because Uncle Joe said they could take their masks off, but they like wearing masks. So people might think that they're, now we can't tell the good from the bad, so I think it's a problem.
Okay.
But in Oklahoma, people, a lot of, like, convenience stores, gas stations, my favorite little pub, just hardly any masks. The employees wear masks. Lots of people walking around without their masks. And the governor has declared that the emergency is over, so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so is Oklahoma back to normal then? No social distancing, no masks, and no rules?
I think it's just up to the businesses whether or not they want to. They can't enforce the mask, but they can recommend the mask, and the employees can have to, they may have to wear masks, but.
Right.
But my favorite little pub, there's none of the bartenders have masks, and the only people with masks are people that come in to use the ATM sometimes.
They'll be all
bug-eyed. And so, yeah, things are, and the kids are going back to school. I think it's 4 days a week. My nephews are going back to school in person, so
we'll see
what happens.
Yeah, the kids are all back in school in the UK now, and I think from today, yesterday, from Monday, anyway, the 17th of May, they didn't have to wear masks in school, in the classroom and corridors, which they did have to do beforehand, but they've still got to have twice weekly PCR tests.
I've had 6 PCR tests so far.
Oh my God. Did you have to pay for them?
I did not. They did not even ask for ID. You sign up online and show up. I did not show any ID. So I could have gotten some guy at the Home Depot to go in there. And
what,
take the test for me.
What is the test these days? Is it a stick up your nose or what is it?
Just stick up your nose for 10 seconds. She counts to 10.
But is it the one that goes and tickles your brain?
Yes. And
really?
It's been a couple of times. They didn't rape me too hard. You really want to be nice to the person that's giving the test, because if she doesn't like the looks of you, she can just really stick it up there good.
Do you not get to do it yourself?
You can't, no. But you can choose which nostril.
Yeah.
That's the only choice you have.
PCR tests, we can do them at home. You can go and get them from, if you have to work in the office, you know, in the workplace, and go into work, they have them available. Certainly with the company I work for, they're available for people who work in the office, but most of us are still working at home. But we're still encouraged to do twice weekly testing, even though we're at home. But you can go online and find a list of local chemists where you can pick up a PCR test for free, and you do it yourself at home, and you then have to go.
I would love to do it at home. My employer requires nasal swab only, but it's certainly not a swab. It's like some kind of a brown prod.
Man, I can't believe you're going through with it still.
I'm done with it now for the time being, so.
Yeah. I wouldn't even go near it.
What's the latest in China there? What's going on with you there?
They're just arresting pastors and restaurant owners, throwing them in jail with all kinds of BS charges. They figured out a way to arrest them for equivalent of a parking ticket. So, and Kevin J. Johnson, he was arrested too, so he's in jail. He was the guy running for mayor in Calgary. He does a talk show every night that I actually like. He has some good guests, so now he's in jail. I think he might be trying to get out for tomorrow, but it's hard to say. Yeah, so they're just insane here.
Do you think it's, I was trying to think about why it's Canada, and also Australia that seems to be very under the microscope.
Well, because I think they have the best chance at flipping these two countries to the post-nation state, that's why.
Do you think it's possible, so they're both Five Eyes, right? So is it
possible? Yeah, but they have the best chance at flipping them over. to break up the country and make a post-nation state out of them.
Is that because of the... Is that because of the... If you look at Canada, and if I look... Well, sorry, if I look at Canada and I look at Australia, then I see a huge landmass, so I can see...
No, it's got nothing to do with the size of the land. It has everything to do with the loyalty
okay.
to the queen, the government, to
the
gullibility,
the
stupidity. It's all psychological profiling. It has nothing to do with the land.
It just seems very... Well, okay. Probably is.
They just know that the population is 90% compliant.
And conformists.
Now we have proof of it, so it's rather depressing. That's why I think it's a lost cause here, personally.
Really?
For resistance, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Have you got a very high percentage of people who've been vaccinated?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe any of the numbers, so I don't know. The official story is lots of people had the first shot, but almost no one's had the second shot. That's the official story. But what is the actual story? I have no idea. I don't believe any of it.
No, it's difficult because they're ramping it up here again in the UK. I don't know whether you're much aware of the...
Oh, did you read that? I meant to ask you guys. I posted on my site, ecologist.com/blog. Where they laid out the plan for the UK for the next 30 years. And they don't want anyone flying. They said the only airport that's going to be open by 2050 will be Heathrow.
Well, I've not seen that. I must have...
No,
yeah,
I've not seen that either, so I have to check that. I regularly check the blog, but I don't always get it. I know you use something called Feedly, is it, or something? But I'm not that organized, so I'll check the block because that'll be a big interest to my brother-in-law who works at Manchester Airport, you know?
Yeah, there's so many jobs related to airports around the world.
Yeah.
It's just devastating for any big airport region. But they don't want people flying, basically. And in Canada, we're so far apart, you got to fly. And no one's going to drive from one side to the other.
No.
To take a month off. It's crazy. So we need the airplanes. You know, we need cars. We need gas. We need all those things. So it might make sense in a more Mediterranean area, but not here.
Oh, we've been bombarded with pictures today of people queuing up because it's the first day that in the UK, people can fly out or going to leave the country for holidays to countries in the green zone. So everyone is like queuing up at the airport in their masks, waiting to go to Portugal. So I think UK is in Portugal at the moment.
Oh, is that right?
Is that the destination that they're marketing? Like,
yeah.
To vacation.
Well, there's about 12.
Where are the green areas?
There's the green areas. There's about 12 countries in the green areas, but
Iraq, Afghanistan.
Yeah, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That's lovely.
Portugal,
the Falkland Islands, Iceland. So it's people want to go to somewhere hot and sunny.
The Falkland Islands. I mean, that is the most. That it's going to cost you so much money to get there.
Yeah.
And when you get there, it's terrible, you know, which makes the whole original Margaret Thatcher, you know, never mind. Anyway, I've posted Ab's post into the live stream notes, Endless
right.
Lockdown Roadmap.
I remember the Falkland Island War.
Yeah, the Falkland Islands War, that was a good one.
Ronald
I wish
Reagan,
I was a psychologist back
moment.
Then. I just remember them fight. It was literally fighting over what? About 5,000 sheep? That was the bottom line.
Pretty much in a few thousand people who claimed they wanted to stay British.
Yeah.
And didn't want to be
Argentinian. I barely know Argentina today. I didn't realize it's so far away from the entire world.
Yeah.
It's the closest miles island. The closest island is Argentina. The closest country is Argentina.
Yeah.
What war was about. Yeah, but it's the same like Cyprus. Okay, so the Turks invaded it in 74, I think.
Yeah,
and the bottom line is Cyprus is miles away from Greece. So Cyprus should belong to, based upon the proximity, should be associated with Turkey rather than Greece. You know, but this is all about strategic.
I think it was a theater. It was a good show.
It was about Margaret Thatcher getting in government again. You know, that's what it was about. I think.
Yeah.
So when she won the war, then she got in government again. You know,
conflict. It wasn't the Falklands War, it's the Falklands Conflict.
Oh, yeah. I barely remember it. It's so far.
So is Thatcher EGI from long ago, you think?
Maybe, yeah.
No, I just think she was terrible. No, she was just terrible. She was a shopkeeper's daughter. I doubt she was EGI. I just think she was a really terrible person.
Yeah.
She was brought in to crush the unions. So she was brought in to crush the miners' union, the NUM, which was the strongest union in the 70s and early 80s. That's what her mission was, if you like. So, Ab, can I trust dailyexpose.co.uk? Can I trust them? Because this article's on there. Does that mean it's right? Or... let me bookmark it anyway. I'll have a look at it. I make my own judgment call. Sorry,
Captain.
Pepper's hanging out by himself. You think he's okay?
Who is Typo?
Yeah, in the other room.
Well, where is he? Oh,
people have abandoned him.
Is he in the fellow sleep room?
Maybe.
No, he's in room 11. He probably just took his himself and Skylark and just fucks off,
I'll
you know? just go
ahead and... Yeah,
The best things in life are free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value-for-value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received.
Hey, Pat, give me a minute. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
I'm not saying anything until someone goes first. Hi, Doctor. Hi, Pax.
I might as well talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry for that. Are we the booby prize?
Good.
Or do you want to speak to Typo instead? Good luck with that.
I can almost understand him. I'm pretty good at understanding foreign, drunken people, but... had some good experience with that. So.
Oh, I've not heard Typo.
Typo was around years ago, wasn't he? Mm. I remember when I first came here. He was around about, I don't know, 2016, 2017, something like that. Years back. Five years back, at least.
And is he drunken or foreign?
But it's late. It's a lot later for you guys, so it's only 7:30.
It's 7:30, yeah. It's, it's nearly 1:30 here in the morning. So it's Typo in the UK.
What do you think, Pax? Come on.
I assume so. Drunken and foreign is drunken and British. It's late here.
So what's everyone drinking?
Water at the moment.
If anything, water's a good thing.
Yeah, water's good. You need plenty of it. Ah, a glass of tea of wine earlier on this evening. This is very nice. But yes,
I've just poured my third gin and tonic, Dr. Fuster. Does that mean I'm a massive alcoholic like everyone else is claiming? It's not even like a good one. It's like a pub one. You know, the pubs of the UK, they're miserable with the amount of spirit they put in. So it's like that one. So, you know. What about you, Dawson?
I'm having a lovely beer, a craft beer from Oklahoma.
Very nice.
It's called F5, which is named after a tornado. When we have tornadoes, there's different categories of tornadoes, and F5 is the most powerful.
Okay.
Category. It's fairly.
How strong is the beer?
Delicious.
5%.
Oh, 7.1.
To be quite pokey if it's named after a really strong tornado.
Yep, we get them tornadoes.
Have you been in your camper van when a tornado's hit? Or have you been...
I've been in a really bad hailstorm in the van one time. That was a little bit scary. But not an actual tornado.
But I bet it sounds beautiful, doesn't it, on the metal. It sounds like camping, you know, when there's...
I was worried that there was going to be some destruction, but turned out okay that time.
Good.
You're pretty safe inside of a vehicle.
Yeah. No. You've got a really strong rain shower going on. Right against the window sounds nice.
Yeah.
Like a cozy little nest.
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel cozy and safe when you're inside.
Yeah, shelters. Mm. Yeah. How many can it sleep, your Fuster Club wagon?
How many can sleep
there?
Inside the wagon?
Yeah.
I could fit another person.
Only one? It's on packed
well,
tonight.
I have
on
to,
our, it's,
you
it's
could,
on
you're,
booking
you're both invited. You're both invited. But,
It's on our bucket list. I doubt we can get to you, but if we do, can you put us up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've had to downsize a couple of years ago. I had a wreck, and so instead of the large camper van, now I have the minivan. So it's good for one person, two people in a pinch. I'm usually someplace where I've got a campsite and I can expand out a bit, so.
Yeah.
But it's more economical.
That'll be fine. Yeah, because, me and you can make use of the camper van there. We'll be fine on the inside bit of there. Richard can sleep underneath.
Well, I've had like one person can sleep in the front seat in the passenger seat with that kind of laid down.
Yeah.
And then there's more room in the back, so potentially someone could could sleep. But it's more about the destination. It's more about where you're going to. It's not...
When are you traveling, mate? Is it tomorrow morning or when?
Yeah, I'm going to Colorado. It's a town called... It's near a town called Netterville, Colorado.
Okay.
Is that Is that in the mountains, or is that a dark question?
It's in the mountains.
I was going to say, is all of Colorado in the mountains?
It's in the Front Range. It's in the eastern part of the... it's west of Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
In the Front Range, it's called, so...
We're
about an hour up into the mountains, and then you're there, so
yeah,
it's beautiful.
I bet it is.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there's a there's lots of tourists around. And so, I mean, it's up in the, it's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
I spent about 4 months there last summer, so.
Oh, that's nice.
And I met some friends up there that are camping, so.
Good. So whereabouts are you now?
I'm in Oklahoma City.
In Oklahoma
which
City.
Which is, it's I think it's about 10, it'll be about 10 hours driving.
Yeah.
I may not make it all the way there tomorrow, so we'll see how it goes.
Yes, because Oklahoma is sort of in the middle, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, it's just a really boring drive.
Yeah.
Mostly, not a whole lot to look at until you get there, so.
No, but your destination will be worth it, though.
I like it. Being I can just tune into the Fakeologist Discord the whole way, so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm listening to us.
Talk to Dr. Professor Cluck tomorrow.
Listen to us, lunatics, on the way.
What's that?
Listen to us, lunatics, on your travel. You know.
That'll help. Sure.
Yeah, no, seriously, I would absolutely adore to just be part of that. You know, traveling, not necessarily getting in your space, but traveling with you in some way, maybe following it in a camper van behind or whatever, and, you know, just sat around the fire. It really
is. Yeah, that's my favorite way is if everyone has their own vehicle and you can just come and go as you please, and there's all kinds of places to go. So and if anyone doesn't get along, you can part ways and we'll just see you down
shoot.
The road or
yeah.
shoot
and then
shoot.
If there's someone yep
that'd be nice
I think we always have this thing, sorry Pax I'm going to shut up. I'll let you...
No, I was going to say no tomorrow I'm putting my house on the market.
What?
Are you coming out are you going to move into
what?
the Buster Cluck wagon
getting a dog and I'm pissing off I'm on the road.
I don't fucking blame you. I don't blame you, you know, the way the situation is. I think it's a question of getting the wagon or the RV or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
Or, I think it's better to get yourself to the US. Get yourself to Dr. Foster Club because he's going to help you.
I'll point you in the right direction for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
By
a... Nice folks. I've met lots of Brits out here too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's I was going to say before, it's a little bit British dream to be able to drive across America, you know, because it's so big and so, you know. So much.
My mother's in the Rotary Club, and so she has, there's an exchange with her friends in England, so she's been, my family's been on a couple trips. And then they come over here and they're just thrilled by Oklahoma and
the landscape.
They're easy to please, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you can go on a huge massive road trip to go from one side of America to the other. In England, you can drive from one side of England to the other in about a couple of hours.
No, not a couple of hours. Come on. Yeah, it's if you mean England and Scotland, right? So if you mean the island, then you know it depends
yeah,
on where
you
start from.
When you go from top to bottom,
I would love to come visit.
From side to side, it's not very much.
But it's also beautiful. We do have beautiful parts there, mate. You know,
we do.
Doctor, you were going to say.
I love castles. I'd love to see castles.
Long ago,
I visited Scandinavia in the 80s. And that was fun. I liked that. And I got to go to Costa Rica for about a month a few years ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah. England's the place to come if you want to see castles. There's plenty of them. Oh, Wales, actually,
yeah.
Really. There's most castles in Wales.
I think the UK.
To subdue the Welsh.
Yeah. I think the UK, with the exception of Ireland and the Republic of Ireland,
Although Ireland's beautiful as well. Ireland, I hear, is very beautiful. I've only been to Dublin in Ireland, so I can't comment on the countryside there. But the countryside in the UK, wow, it can be. I went to my sister's place yesterday, and I could see for miles. It was a perfect day, and it was just like, gosh. I mean, you know, it's just a stunning view, you know. It's just, when they say it's a green and pleasant land, Doctor, they're not joking, you know. And I would love to see the sights of the US, not the cities, but the big stuff of the US, but not necessarily the tourist sites, the stuff that you would say. If you were my host, I would ask you, where should we go? And then, you know, we'll go there. Oh, God, he's gone. Just scare him off. Hey, you're back. Hey, I was only joking about sleeping in your wagon, you know, Doctor. Don't get scared. Don't get scared.
It's okay. I've had guests stop by before.
I was just waffling on about England, but it doesn't matter.
There was some kind of glitch I had to...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine, man.
Yeah. No problem. Some kind of glitch, yeah. It's called Richard.
No. The biggest glitch tonight is typo error. Did you listen to?
I've not heard him.
Right, should we go in there?
Let's just barge in there.
Let's just barge in there. Right, we're barging in there.
Has it been a pain in the backside?
Be ready. Is it?
That's all, folks.